kicks off in about 15 minutes from now. Howevs, on a Friday night, one of my favourite things to do, as it has been all the way through the bizarre 18 months that we've been living through, is to sit down with these clues, you help me out, and then I get to say, good evening, Mr. Andy Mossack.
Ahoy, ahoy, Ross.
Ahoy, ahoy. I'm not doing too bad. I'm in fairly good shape this evening. How about yourself?
Yeah, pretty good myself. Thank you very much. All good. Thank you. Now, have we got a winner?
I think we came basically right from the start. This came down tonight to Thailand or Japan. And then through sheer weight of the number of islands, as a collective, because that's how this works, we're saying Thailand. Are we right?
Yes, we are right.
Huzzah! Thailand.
Huzzah.
Brilliant. Now, where do you start with somewhere like Thailand? I mean, how do you...
It just
seems like there's thousands of islands, but it just seems like there's so many different things to do with it. Where do you start with Thailand?
Well, I had a really, really, really special trip. This was only a couple of years ago, before the pandemic. And I kind of realized one of my life's ambitions, because this was in northern Thailand, up in Chiang Rai. Fabulous, fabulous place, beautiful sort of jungle. And it's a bit weird, because it's actually right on the border of three countries, believe it or not.
Right.
I mean, it's quite extraordinary, because you've got the Mekong and Ruak rivers. It's a confluence of these two rivers right up on in northern Thailand's border. But it borders with Myanmar, which is the other side of the river, which is formerly Burma.
Mm-hmm.
And Laos on the other side. And you can see three countries, literally. I was standing on the terrace of my room and looking at three countries from my terrace.
That's kind of extraordinary.
It is, isn't it? It's just amazing. But it gets better. It gets better.
Right.
Because this was all about elephants. And I was asked, it's a very noble project, but I was asked to go up to this place. It's the Anantara Golden Triangle Elephant Camp. And what they do is a fabulously noble project, but they rescue elephants from the streets of Bangkok and some of Thailand's other major cities. Because for generations, I guess, the owners of the elephants, the families, you know, they earn money through sort of begging and doing photos and rides on the elephants in the cities.
Right.
And the elephants are then chained up for hours. So this foundation sort of re-educates the Mahmoods to say, we'll give you money from our foundation if you let us take your elephants and put them in our fantastic reserve we've got here, this huge sort of reserve, and let them roam free up here in this sort of northern region. And so they've got 60 elephants now who have been taken off the streets. It's basically a sort of, you know, they're changing the way that these families have been earning money for generations and paying them instead to let them have a free roam around this fantastic reserve. And so the guests of this, place can spend time just hanging out with elephants.
And did you hang out with you know, Nelly? Was it fun?
It was four giant elephants who we spent a whole afternoon with. Absolutely beautiful. They're like giant kind of, you know, gentle giants, if you like. And I had the time of my life. I just thought it was absolutely amazing. And here's an elephant fact for you.
Okay.
Elephants eat 10% of their body weight every day, right? And they weigh 2 tons generally.
Good Lord.
That's a lot of sugar cane and bamboo, isn't it?
That's an enormous amount of it, really. And so, did you get to hold out maybe some sugar cane while Nelly the elephant had a munch on it?
Of course we did. We did all kinds of stuff, and you know, they're beautiful beasts, absolutely fabulous. And so everyone who can go there, gets a chance to just hang out with elephants for, you know, for days. And
fantastic.
We followed them down to the river, and they just went into the river, started swimming around and playing there. And it got emotional. It got emotional. But what a beautiful, beautiful thing to do. And
I can say, it's
it's another holiday, and it's just a completely different experience.
So I've got my question then, really, when you think about it, because, I mean, I've never been to Thailand. Mm. I've never gone and never sort of experienced it as a nation. I mean, big nation, you know, quite sizable population. And, you know, you walk around. Is it pretty much like a tale of two countries, really? You've got the rolling vistas of rural Thailand, and then you have cities almost unimaginable in like hustle and bustle, if you know what I mean.
It's definitely that. You've got, you know, the wild countryside, and then Bangkok is of course a completely different thing altogether. You know, it's just there's two parts to Bangkok, actually. There's the sort of the river area, that's always going to be, you know, where everything happens. You've got the markets, and you've got all the big hotels down that way. And then, believe it or not, Bangkok's got this whole kind of canal system where you go on boats, and they take you right down this canal. All these different canals past sort of floating markets. You've probably heard of the floating markets and the temples. And you've got this whole temple area, you know, with the giant Buddhas and all the golden Buddha and the reclining Buddha. It's a fascinating mix, of religious and historical and entertaining, because it's lovely. And, obviously the food in Thailand is amazing. And the people are really lovely. You know, I just find them extremely welcoming. And it's just beautiful the way they do flowers. You know, everything is done so beautifully. So I loved it. I loved it. I ended up down there, actually, on this trip, because the foundation were also doing a festival on the river at the time. And they called it the Elephant Boats. And what they had was dragon boats with instead of the dragon head, they put on an elephant's head, you know. And they had the Navy SEALs doing races along the river, all to try and raise money, obviously, for the elephant reserve, right? And the Navy SEALs, you know, do you remember there was the children who were trapped in a cave in Chiang Rai?
Yes, this was a major news story, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right, that's right. And these guys, these Navy SEALs were... mainly, I mean, they rescued them. So obviously they're treated like heroes there. And they did this dragon boat racing, which was fabulous, which was great. And at the end, in the evening, after all the racing, we had sort of Thai entertainment. There was lots of local stars, pop stars, doing their bit. But it was great. But back up north, I've just got to get this in, because this was, again, brilliant. You know, the Golden Triangle.
Yes,
the famous Golden Triangle, the opium thing. And this was the sort of area where they used to grow poppies, you know. And but it was done because, for thousands of years, they farmed poppies and opium for medicinal reasons. So there is this, right opposite this resort, the elephant camp, is the Hall of Opium. It's a museum called the Hall of Opium, which was sort of bought or supported by the royal family in Thailand, and it just chronicles 5,000 years of poppy growing in the Golden Triangle region. It obviously chronicles when they, you know, it turned into a sort of a global drug industry, but before that, it was all about, you know, how they made their medicines from it. Fascinating. The whole thing was brilliant. So yeah, I loved it. And then I had the benefit of a food culinary lesson as well.
So Of course you did. Now did he have at least 2 stars at Michelin? Are we talking a good chef here?
We're talking a 5-star chef. Oh yes.
Oh, of course we are.
Because it's a resort, mate. It's a 5-star resort, of course. You know, so you're not only you're doing good stuff with the elephants, but you're living pretty well. And I went down into the market. And with the chef, and he took me, we bought all the stuff. And then he put me with an apron, I doffed the apron, and got to work. And
What did he get you doing then?
I made a quite a passable Tom Carr guy soup, which is like a chicken and coconut soup,
which I thought wasn't bad.
And then pad thai, which is the sort of, I think it's basically Thailand's national dish, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, fried noodles, very nice. I made that, and he said, I think he was being nice, but he said, yeah, it's excellent. He said, I might even have you on my my brigade. Well,
wow,
you
know, see, there's
high praise indeed.
Yeah, high praise indeed. But unfortunately, you had more stuff you had to be getting on with, more exotic animals and all sorts of things. You couldn't do a shift in the kitchen, could you, really?
I know. Well, but hey, it was another thing. And right at the end, our final dinner with our group, we were sitting there having dinner, and then these elephants just turned up and said, hi guys, just want to say welcome. And we sort of sat there feeding them bamboo, which was brilliant.
How?
So yeah,
wow,
completely different, mate. It's a completely different type of holiday.
I've got to ask on this thing, because like you went and you know you saw the north and you saw the south, you went down into the cities, you went rural, you hung out with elephants and Michelin star chefs, and it's pretty much, you know, it's a standard week's holiday for your good self there, mate. But like, so I mean, when you're in something like this, I mean, because I've never been, like I say, but when I see it on TV, I just think, you know, what are there any sort of golden rules, any good tips that you can give to someone who may be, you know, at some point when travel is allowed, is going to be going over there? Anything just to bear in mind?
Well, we obviously, like all places, you've got to be on your guard and don't get ripped off by people who offer you all kinds of wonderful things at very cheap prices. Just be aware. But the street food, don't be afraid to try it, because it's fabulous. You know, Thai street food is probably some of the best in the world. Mm-hmm. And it's very clean. And, you know, I don't think you'd have any problem at all. But obviously, you have to say, you know, whether or not you're allergic to certain things. But try it. And durian fruit, my goodness.
I've heard of it, but I've never had one. What's it like?
It smells like a toilet that hasn't been flushed for a week, if I may
say. How delightful.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. But it tastes brilliant. It tastes like almond custard.
Ooh, you've sold me there. Almond custard?
Almond custard, yeah. And they put it in all kinds of foods and all kinds of things too. So they use it all the time. But yeah, it does smell pretty horrific, I have to say. Yeah. But Thailand itself is definitely, you know, one for that. And the islands, of course, too, because people go to the many of the beautiful islands too. So I feel for them, because this pandemic's really hit them because they live for tourism. And unfortunately, it's one of those things that, you know, they really need to get back on as soon as possible. So it's a beautiful country. Okay. And I just hope that we can turn it around as fast as possible and get back out there.
Well, so too. And if you want to, next time you go, I'm sure you'll be trying the islands, because, you know, I can see you in that kind of Man with a Golden Gun, Christopher Lee. You've got that island base. That island that they filmed that on is called James Bond Island now, isn't it? They changed the name of the thing.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it is. It's just off. It's just out in the bay that's near Bangkok, and it is James Bond Island. And they take people, but unfortunately, just in case you're wondering, the massive satellite to redirect the power of the sun was computer graphics. They didn't build that, unfortunately, it's not still that. Yeah. But the beach where Christopher Lee is there drinking Guinness as the man with the golden gun, then you can live that fantasy yourself.
Another scene to play out.
Another one. That's it. To go alongside the Monty Python ones that you like to do, you've got now one with James Bond. So you've just got to find someone to be Britt Eklund or Maud Adams, and the rest of it's up to you. You're fine then.
Yeah, I think so. But I'm a more like, I look like a Bond villain, really, I think, for me. I need a white cat.
there it is. Take the white cat and sit there. That's all you need to do. You'll be fine with it.
That's it. Yeah.
Lovely stuff. Thailand. It's a place that's on the dream list for me. Maybe one day I'll aim to get there. Absolutely terrific, Andy. Lovely stuff. Now, you're away next week, aren't you?
Yeah, we got a little holiday with the family. Not too far away. Going up north. So, yeah, we're going to be sort of in your back garden.
So, probably literally. That's terrific. Listen, have a wonderful week with the family next week. And enjoy yourself. And I say, what about like 2 weeks today? We'll be having another chat.
Indeed. Yeah, look forward to it.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. You take care. Andy Mossack, the answer, Thailand.